Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. City so real and unprecedented, one night, five-hour, commercial-free event on National Geographic. Two-time Academy Award-nominated filmmaker Steve James' fascinating and complex portrait of contemporary Chicago, America's third-largest metropolis, Steve's longtime hometown, a deep, multifaceted look into the soul of a quintessentially American city. Set against the backdrop of history-making 2019 mayoral election in that city and the tumultuous 2020 summer of COVID-19 and social upheaval following the police killing of George Floyd. Steve James, director, producer, cinematographer, and editor, one of the most acclaimed documentary makers of his generation, numerous awards and nominations. Credits include Hoop Dreams, Abacus, Small Enough to Jail, Life Itself, Stevie, The Interrupters, the PBS series The New Americans, the docuseries America to Me, one of the most acclaimed TV shows of 2018, and now City So Real, Portrait of a City, Story of a Nation, an official selection at the 2020 Sundance Film Festival, Thursday, October 29th, 7 p.m. Eastern Pacific on National Geographic, and available the next day on Hulu. Steve James joining us on This Week in America. Steve, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Really looking forward to this series, and I understand this is really something you wanted to do for a long time, a portrait of Chicago. Why this time frame? Why did this election really get you thinking, okay, now's the time to do the portrait?
Yeah, so, I wanted to do it for a long time, but I wanted to find it at an important juncture for the city. And when this most recent mayoral election rolled around, it promised to be the most wide open in memory, if not history, of Chicago. And then when Rahm Emanuel, the current mayor, dropped out, it became a true free-for-all. So I just thought this is the time that Chicago finds itself at an important crossroads. Plus, at the same time, there was this very important trial about to get underway for the murder of Laquan McDonald by white police officer Jason Van Dyke. And that was an incident that rocked the city. And so I wanted to also get my arms around that.
When you talk about this mayoral election, this was amazing. What, over 20 candidates initially decided they were going to jump into what became a very crowded field?
Yeah. 21 candidates, to be precise, and eventually 14 make the ballot. And in the series, we show you just how difficult that process is of making the ballot, because there's this petition process in Chicago, which is full of political gamesmanship. It's sort of hardball Chicago politics at its best. And we show you just how crazy and Byzantine that process can be.
Well, the petition process is fascinating. What, not one but two candidates' own mothers' signatures are rejected. Boy, talk about a blood sport. No holds barred in this, were there?
Yeah. And one of the mothers was right there in the room when her signature was rejected. So it's a situation where opposing candidates can challenge another candidate's petition signatures. And, you know, in Chicago, you have to get something like 12,500 legitimate signatures to run for mayor, which is, I think, three times as many as you need in New York and two or three times as many as you need in Los Angeles. So it's a crazy bar to meet anyway. And then they can be challenged. So the rule of thumb is you better collect three times that many, because you're going to get challenged. And no matter how legitimate the signatures may be, you're going to have some thrown out.
And I guess, crazy. Yes, it is crazy. I guess in typical Chicago fashion, during all of this, a city alderman, in fact, the longest tenured, is indicted federally on corruption charges. So you've got that thrown into the mix as well.
That's right. I mean, so much happened during the time we were filming that we didn't expect either. And that's part of the real joy of doing this kind of filmmaking is we went out with an idea to just capture this city and centered around the election and the trial. But then whatever happened was grist for the mill. And that's how we went from being a standalone documentary, which was the original intent, to a five-hour docuseries.
And I understand it was going to be, what, a four-hour, and then so much, this is a story that wouldn't end. You added an extra hour, as I understand.
Yes, we did. You know, when the pandemic hit, it just suddenly dawned on me that Chicago, like the rest of America, was in a very different place than it was when we had wrapped our original shooting and thought we had completed the series with four episodes. And then once George Floyd hit, it just became paramount that we needed to get out and do another episode that flashes forward about a year after the election to sort of take stock of what's going on in Chicago now, because what's going on here is what's going on in America. And that's always been true. I mean, Chicago has been called the quintessential American city, and I think it's an accurate description.
In fact, in one of the reviews, IndieWire says Chicago's problems are America's problems. And when you think about that, that really is true. This really reflects who we are, no matter in what part of the country we live in.
That's absolutely. You know, I think there's a tendency sometimes to look at a place like Chicago, and if you don't live here, you see it through the lens of, well, our president, who has made a habit of singling out Chicago as a place that is racked by violence.
Yes.
And chaos. And Chicago has its share of problems with violence. That is indisputable. But there is so much more to this city than that. And I felt this was also a time to sort of let the people of America see Chicago in a different light than the stereotypes that are promulgated.
With us on the program is Steve James, Academy Award nominated director. You'll see his new product, City So Real, Portrait of a City, Story of a Nation, an official selection at the 2020 Sundance Film Festival. It airs Thursday, October 29th, 7 p.m. Eastern Pacific on National Geographic, available the next day on Hulu. Let's talk about this love-hate relationship. And that seems like, in seeing some of the interviews that I've seen, it's like somebody will say, you know, actually, I love Chicago. Actually, I hate Chicago. Same person, same sentence. It's all out there. And I think you probably fall in that category as well. Talk about this love, hate, and I would say acceptance facet of this.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, part of what fascinates, has always fascinated me about Chicago, and I've been here now for 35 years, is that it is such a complicated place. It is a place full of passion. It's the birthplace of community organizing in America, and so there's a level of activism here in Chicago that has sort of caught fire around the country, especially lately, but that is just part of the DNA of Chicago. It's at the same time, it's been called the most segregated big city in America, and it unfortunately might earn that distinction as well. There are huge areas of Chicago that, you know, are overwhelmingly Latinx or Black or white. And you see in the series the way in which people who live in their various bubbles of their neighborhoods have very differing views of their city and what's going on in their city. And that's something we really show, I think, very viscerally. You know, in Chicago's got economic woes. It's got issues with its police and its relationship to particularly the Black community here. These are all national problems, but Chicago is bedeviled by these problems. But at the same time, it's a beautiful city. The people who live here take enormous pride in its virtues, which are many. And so, I wanted to do a series that was unvarnished, look at this city, but at the same time gave you a sense of what makes this city special.
You capture this so well in The Citizens. If you just sit back, you can watch sort of the stories we saw in the news and all of this unfold, but you really capture the people. This was not just a story of City Hall and these people trying to maneuver to become mayor of the city of Chicago. You branch out from City Hall. You and the crews go into bars, restaurants, homes, and hear what people have to say. Talk about the magic of being able to do that. And there's one moment there in a barbershop where just a postal worker walks in and all of a sudden there's gold in what happens.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. I mean, part of my initial motivation for wanting to do this to begin with was to be in the city, in all these neighborhoods, and take stock of this city from the vantage point of the people who live here, the everyday people. And so that's a very big and important part of this series. And yes, yeah, so the, you know, it was a blast, frankly, to do this because, you know, we would go out on shoots and we might go shoot a press conference or a debate in the morning that was scheduled and we had planned for. And then it would be like, we have no idea what we're doing after that. We'll just see what happens. And we oftentimes just sort of serendipitously let what we went on to film, just whatever came our way, including people who flagged us down and said, "Hey, I have something to say." We'd be like, "Okay, let's talk."
Yes.
You know, we have a scene of a shoe shine guy who had flagged us down to say he had some things he wanted to say, and that led us to coming back for a day and spending a day with him and seeing him do his thing. The barbershop scene you mentioned, at a black barbershop on the South Side, in South Shore neighborhood, that inspired us to want to go to a white barbershop in the Bridgeport neighborhood and sort of see how conversations play out there. And that was sort of the modus operandi of the series as a whole. It's we will go where the story leads us.
I got about a minute left. There was talk of a sort of a generational movement that promises to change the city forever coming out of all of this over the last couple of years. How positive are you? How optimistic are you that something good is going to happen out of this and that Chicago rebounds?
Well, I'm hopeful. I mean, it's an enormous task.
Yes.
You know, we have a mayor now who is an unprecedented person in that office, someone who had no political background, a black woman who is identifies as gay. These are all historic changes for this city, and I think also for a mayorship in all of America. So there's much to be excited about change coming. At the same time, though she is a progressive, there are strong forces on the progressive end of the spectrum here who want more from her and demand more. And so things are contentious here in Chicago, and I think they will remain so because this is a tough town.
Yes.
It's a tough town politically.
Well, it's interesting. Everybody wants to be mayor. One wins, and now it's like, okay, now what? I am mayor. I have to do something. Steve James is with us on the program. The program, City So Real, Portrait of a City, Story of a Nation. This will be available October 29th, 7 p.m. Eastern Pacific on National Geographic, the next day on Hulu. Steve, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Very much enjoyed talking.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.